这是高二统一考试英语科听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Jane, do you have a map of Manchester? I want to find a good place to eat.
Why not try Chinatown? There are plenty of good Chinese restaurants there, and it's near here.
Let's do something different for vacation this year. Oh, let's go to Colorado. I want to learn to snowboard.
Oh, Paul, you know I don't like cold weather. Can't we go someplace warm, like the beach? This job is for 3 days a week, Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Are you okay with that?
I was hoping to have Saturday free, but I need the job, so can you tell me what exactly I will do? Do you know if John's coming home for dinner?
He'll be late. He said not to wait for him. I'm really tired from packing all these boxes for 3 hours. It's about time to call it a day.
I know. Maybe we could do it first thing tomorrow morning.
Why not? These orders are not urgent.
第二节，到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。
听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Lisa? Hi!
Hi, Ned!
Don't you usually drive to work?
Usually, but not in bad weather.
Why is that?
The traffic gets a lot worse when it rains or snows.
I always take the train. It's a lot faster for me than driving.
It's faster for me too, but the time isn't always convenient.
Yeah, but think of all the things you can do on the train. Read a book or the newspaper.
Or answer my email. No, thanks. My workday is long enough already.
Lisa? Hi.
Hi, Ned.
Don't you usually drive to work?
Usually, but not in bad weather.
Why is that?
The traffic gets a lot worse when it rains or snows.
I always take the train. It's a lot faster for me than driving.
It's faster for me too, but the time isn't always convenient.
Yeah, but think of all the things you can do on the train. Read a book or the newspaper.
Or answer my email. No, thanks. My workday is long enough already.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
I think the car we saw yesterday would be a good deal. What do you think?
Yes, but I think you should ask someone to take a look at it just to be sure.
My friend Jack knows cars, and he helped me do the check this morning.
It was smart of you to think ahead. Have you and the salesman agreed on a price?
Yes, he finally agreed to accept the discounted price I asked.
Then have you thought about how to pay?
Well, I've saved up enough money to pay cash for this car.
Good. Let me go with you to make the payment and drive the car home for you.
Thank you. That would make it much easier for me.
You're welcome. Let's go take care of that right now.
Let
me go with you to make the payment and drive the car home for you.
Thank you. That would make it much easier for me.
You're welcome. Let's go take care of that right now.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Being away from home for college can be stressful. Besides all the pressures of study, there's the pressure on your pocket. Today, let's go to a university to find out. Excuse me, can I ask you a few questions?
Well, okay.
How do you find the cost of living in the city?
Everything is expensive, including clothing, housing, and traveling.
So, what do you spend most on?
Transport, I think. For food, if I cook myself, it's not expensive at all. For clothing, I bring my clothes here from my home country, where they're nice and cheap. But every week I have to spend more than £100 on the trains.
Then what's the social life like?
I'm a very social person.I love hanging out with my friends and meeting new people. Thankfully, I don't drink nor smoke, So the only expenses may be tickets to the cinemas, clubs, and so on.
Being away from home for college can be stressful. Besides all the pressures of study, there's the pressure on your pocket. Today, let's go to a university to find out. Excuse me, can I ask you a few questions?
Well, okay.
How do you find the cost of living in the city?
Everything is expensive, including clothing, housing, and traveling.
So, what do you spend most on?
Transport, I think. For food, if I cook myself, it's not expensive at all. For clothing, I bring my clothes here from my home country, where they're nice and cheap. But every week I have to spend more than £100 on the trains.
Then what's the social life like?
I'm a very social person. I love hanging out with my friends and meeting new people. Thankfully, I don't drink nor smoke. So the only expenses may be tickets to the cinemas, clubs, and so on.
听下面一段对话，回答第14至第16三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Can you fix a time for the next meeting, Alex? How about June 12th? That's after the trade exhibition.
I thought something was happening on that day, Rebecca.
Oh, yes, you're right. The people from head office are coming.
What time does their plane arrive? Can we have the meeting in the morning?
No, it's all arranged. I'm meeting them at 10:30, so I won't be available at all that day.
Well, let's have the meeting earlier in June, then. The trade exhibition finishes on the 3rd, doesn't it?
Yes, but we need John's sales report for the meeting. How is it going?
I'm afraid John hasn't started yet. The figures won't be in place till next week.
Will it be ready early in June?
Well, not really. He told me that he will finish them by June 10th.
So, we're looking at the week starting the 17th. How about 2:00 on that day?
I think that's okay. Let's meet here again then.
听下面一段独白，
回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在，你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello, everyone. In today's program, I'd like to share a true story of mine. One day, my friends and I had just finished lunch at a hotel when it started to rain heavily. When it became lighter, I decided to brave the rain to get my car and go home. It was parked three blocks away.My friends argued I shouldn't go, because at that time I was due to give birth in 3 months. I promised I'd be very careful. One of them wanted to come with me, but I insisted she stay with another friend who needed help with her baby. When I walked to the first crossroads, a taxi stopped and a passenger came out with an umbrella.Before I knew what was happening, he walked right beside me and told me he would walk with me to where I would go. I refused, but he insisted. During our walk, he kept telling me to walk slowly. When we got to the car park, I thanked him and we parted ways. I did not get his name and may not even recognize him now.Did he purposely stop for me? I'll never know. Hello, everyone. In today's program, I'd like to share a true story of mine. One day, my friends and I had just finished lunch at a hotel when it started to rain heavily. When it became lighter,I decided to brave the rain to get my car and go home. It was parked three blocks away. My friends argued I shouldn't go, because at that time I was due to give birth in 3 months. I promised I'd be very careful. One of them wanted to come with me, but I insisted she stay with another friend who needed help with her baby.When I walked to the first crossroads, a taxi stopped and a passenger came out with an umbrella. Before I knew what was happening, he walked right beside me and told me he would walk with me to where I would go. I refused, but he insisted. During our walk, he kept telling me to walk slowly. When we got to the car park,I thanked him and we parted ways. I did not get his name and may not even recognize him now. Did he purposely stop for me? I'll never know.
第二节到此结束，现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。